So that takes us down to this is gonna suck, just so you know. I consider Barton and Megan to be friends. Barton more so because he lets me harass him. But Barton and Megan have done a whole lot of things in their life and have managed to implement the principles of self-determination in many, many ways. And so I asked them if they would be willing to come and share some of their struggle, some of their history, as well as some of their successes with you. So without any further, Barton and Megan Cutter.
Thank you. If anybody can't understand Barton, if you will just raise your hand and I will summarize. I will summarize.
To repeat? No.
I had a normal college that And it was in the door for me. I still in deep anyway. Didn't even do it. So what? And then what about this friend? Gotten the purpose of them and kept me within students as support of them.
People ask us how we met, and so we met in training in martial arts, but we're also both writers. So we spent about 6 months emailing each other poetry and short stories, and he sent me flowers, and it was pretty over from that point on. We knew that we were going to get married, we just didn't know when. And we sort of did things backwards. Our families didn't really know about the other one of us until after we were engaged. So my family had a lot of questions about if I was going to be the sole caretaker of Barton or how we were going to manage our lives together. And Barton's family knew that once we got married, he would lose disability support systems and benefits. And so they had some concerns over our marriage in terms of how that would affect him. But we were pretty determined to get married anyway, no matter what anybody said. So Barton moved into, I was living at my mother's house, and I inherited the house as part of his estate. However, Tuscaloosa is not the most accessible, friendly place to live.
It didn't work for us at all.
It didn't work for us at all. So we decided to move, and a lot of people think that we moved very quickly because it happened really quickly, but Barton would do a lot of research while I had a full-time corporate position, and Barton would do a lot of research about what we would need to move.
Types of things that we looked at was transportation,
We knew we wanted to own our own house, but we didn't really know the whole area very well, so we ended up getting an apartment for a while and then moving into our own home. We also wanted a place that had a lot of opportunities for employment. Since we owned our own company, we wanted somewhere where there were a lot of different things that we could do, a lot going on in the arts, a lot of in the creative aspects where we could really use our writing skills effectively. So those were the different types of things that we looked at when we were looking at specific towns to move to.
So, were three of your people had a bunch of small values and small jobs. I worked for
one of the biggest challenges is finding support, but also looking at how to work within the system. But for us, the system didn't really work. So how do we go out and forge our own system that does work? And some of that has been including networking groups, meeting people, meeting our own neighbors, meeting people that can help us as well as who we can help. So we're creating these relationships and a dialogue in the community that I think has just been really wonderful. And so really that forging your own path, and I think there's a lot of fear to go out and do that. You know, and a lot of people ask us, how do we manage? And one of my greatest answers is, we manage just like everybody else does. We don't do it right all the time. We don't do it wrong all the time. We're flexible. We hit our heads on the wall until we figure it out. You know, so we manage it just like anybody else does.
Total freedom and total responsibility.
Yeah, it's total freedom and total responsibility.
Cool.
Yeah. And it includes a great deal of empowerment, individually as well as working together as a couple.
Tell them about your job, about your business, what stuff you do.
We're both just writers, so we should see how in marketing is only created for a variety of businesses. The only thing is I have an ongoing contact with technology. For developability, disability, I grew on the PRN predictive of the community. Well, yeah, and a number of other contracts.
And there are a lot of writing contracts that we work on individually and separately, and then there are also several projects that we work on together as a team. And that's really wonderful when we get a project like that. Our desks are literally side by side, and we become each other's dictionaries and thesauruses. You know, we're always editing each other's work. So it's a really wonderful relationship. And then a lot of people have questions about our relationship. So we just started a new blog that talks about some of the issues that we deal with on a daily basis. A lot of people ask how we met, how we manage daily life, what are some of the fun things that happen to us. And it's a place where we can share what's going on.
What's the blog address?
It's loverollson.wordpress.com. Loverollson.wordpress.com. And our work website is Cutters Word, CuttersWord.
I had to give you a commercial.
Thank you. Shameless.
Shameless promotion.
Any questions for Megan and Barton? Sir?
Do you have business cards?
Do they have business cards?
Yes, we do have business cards. When we're finished with this session, we'll be glad to hand them out.
We'll make sure that they're available. And,
yes, sir? Yes, he wanted to know if you guys experienced a cut in the benefits when you guys got married.
Yes,
Yes, they were cut entirely off. We have no benefits. We are out on our own, doing it on our own.
They don't have that
goal. No.
So basically what they're doing is
Fly by the city group. Our insurance is through our business.
Yeah.
That's our...
And I need to talk to you about
that.
Yes?
I didn't understand where you relocated the spirit to North Carolina from.
From Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Barton was in Tucson, Arizona, moved to Alabama because that's where I was, and we found that Tuscaloosa just wasn't the right place for us. So.
Since the beginning, right? No, this is always when it's our half anniversary.
We met on February 13th, 2003, and yeah, this November will be our 5th-year anniversary.
How are your families now?
My dad is wonderful. Let me talk about that for just a second. My dad had a lot of challenges when he realized that I was engaged to someone in a wheelchair. It wasn't entirely Barton's fault. I had been in a relationship that didn't work out, and so he was very protective of me as, where I was headed in my life in general. And I think, so he had a lot of questions specifically about the caretaker role. One of my cousins got married not too long after we were engaged, and he saw us dancing at the reception, and that really answered a lot of his questions about our relationship. And he's one of our best supporters. I mean, he's better than Barton's family. He's really seen how I've grown and changed since I've met Barton, and the positive changes that have happened in our lives. And we've done a lot of things. Just our move to North Carolina was just like, we're gonna do it no matter what. And we had.
We had a problem set up set to move on the first October of I got a phone call on August 58 from the Apollo Complex. The next said they had an acceptable apartment available on September 1st.
And I'll never forget it. I got this call at work, and Barton goes, we're moving September 1st. And I'm going, that's in 2 weeks. And so we picked everything up, and that included going through my mother's house and doing some of those things in 2 weeks. So it was a very quick move, but it was necessary to sustain our relationship. And Barton had some meetings with some possible employment opportunities, and he had to take it. He had to take it, and we just up and left. So. If you wait, you wait forever. And I think my father was a little bit concerned about that move, but he realized later that it really was the best decision that we could have made for us and our family and sustaining our relationship and our family. So yeah, my family's great, and I think Barton's family is coming along very well. His mom still has a lot of questions, but I think they're, you know, I
but most of them are not the same business.
But Barton's father is very supportive of our relationship and where we're headed. Yeah, and his stepmother as well. Yeah.
Any other questions? Mm-hmm. Yes, go, Kevin.
Is it hard for most people to understand Barton?
Some people.
Go ahead, Holly.
But if you can't tell who you are, I'm very stubborn.
If you can't tell by now, Barton's really stubborn. We're both pretty stubborn people.
They're stubborn and they're determined.
Exactly.
Determined sounds good.
No, stubborn fits.
There's one more comment I wanted to make. We've been talking a lot about housing, and housing is a real obvious point of independence and self-sustaining oneself. But there's a lot more that goes into what we do in our relationship. We talk a lot about mission. We talk a lot about vision. We talk about relationships. So we look at self-determination on a wide variety of topics. Obviously, figuring out how to pay our mortgage is one of them. But there's a lot more that goes into self-determination that encompasses everything together.
Oh,
you plan on having kids?
Oh, you plan on having kids?
Yes, we're really going to.
We're on the pre-adoption tract. Adoption is a long process, and so we're building all of those foundation stepping stones. And that's another point, too, is that not all of our friends are supportive in everything that we do. So for me, it's having to get out of that mode of justification. And I think probably the entire panel in some degree has had to work on justification to be independent, to live in a group home, in their own home, and justification of having children and what that might be like. So we're dealing with some of those issues currently. But yes, we are planning to adopt.
Anybody else? Any other questions?
Are you willing to do speaking engagements?
Yes.
No. the thing, I guess, that I really felt I wanted to end this part of the conversation, we're going to take a break just a little bit, come back on and have Karen talk about the role of advocacy and some other kind of things, and then do some more broader Q&A and some conversation kinds of things for the last part. But I really felt that Barton and Megan's story, and Barton was in there even though I didn't tell him to, you know, it's the total freedom, the total responsibility, and that they were willing to say, in order for us to have total control over our lives, if that means giving up this benefit, for this level of income, and that means we're going to have to work really hard and work to be able to control our own budget. That's what we're going to do. But do you see how they all kind of fit back together again? Kind of going back to what we were talking about at the beginning, is they wanted the total freedom, but they knew they had to have the total responsibility, and then they had to make all the other pieces in the middle work. But then at that point, then they become, as Megan said, and again, it's just, I didn't prompt you guys in any way. Tell them I didn't prompt you guys. She's sitting there laying everywhere. But, you know, she said, the system wasn't working for us, so we had to create our own system. And, you know, that's to the point of saying, this environment, Alabama, is not working for us. So we're going to find a place that is willing to support our system. And I really think that their story kind of says, you know, here is the whole picture of self-determination. You know, what are you willing to risk? What are you willing to give? What are you willing to say, I've got to do this because somebody else can't do this? And to put it all together, it's a picture that says, yes, my life is hard in some ways, but as they said, it's the same for everybody else. It's the same for everyone else. Everybody else has some hard things in their life. But what they were willing to trade in doing the hard stuff was to get the great stuff by their own standards. And so those are some of those conversations that we have with people when we're trying to help them think through, okay, and just like Sherry, she knows what she wants. And she knows that in order to get home ownership, she may have to wait. Now, she could move out and have other things happen faster this way, but she's afraid that, no, then we'll wind up compromising on something else along the way, and I don't want that to happen. And she understands that part of the consequence of not negotiating on that, which is her right, but part of the consequence of that means that she's going to be where she's at possibly longer. Not guaranteed, not for certain, but possibly longer. Probably longer. But she knows that's what's more important to her, is that when she goes out and she decides that she's going to put a hammer through, I mean, a nail in the wall, it's her wall, it's her nail, and it's her hammer, and if the three of them happen to meet, it's her decision. So, with that, what I'd like to do is say, why don't we come back at about 5 minutes after 4. That's about 20 minutes from now. and then we'll do the thing. And I, again, I'd like to ask for a round for the... So we'll see you in 20 minutes, and we'll do the closing.
Yay!